Guys, welcome to another episode of The Pulse. By now, you know the drill. Cool people, people I wanted to talk to, people with successful careers and significant careers. That's what we do here. And it's always fun when you get to talk to people who you love their music, you think you can sing their music, you perhaps aspired at one point. I don't know. I'm going to stop. 15 million plus albums, Grammy nominated, still doing his thing. Genuine on The Pulse. How are you, sir?
What's up, bro? Nah, you can sing, man. It's just the level that you can sing. It's all good.
Bro. Right. So girl, how you doing, anybody, man? Physically can, in fact, sing. You know, it's just a matter. It's like I can run, but I'm not ready to be in the Olympics. I know my limits.
That's what's up. I'm glad to be here, man. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me, brother.
Listen, it's a balancing act. So if there was no me, there could be no you.
You know, you got the balance.
Right. People wouldn't know what good was if I didn't occasionally demonstrate bad. So I'm a team player. I appreciate you taking the time. Going to kind of walk through the journey, talk about the experience and all of these things. And I think a lot of people, obviously, you've been doing this for a minute. So people are familiar with the career. But take us back. Like, how did you get started?
Well, you know, so I'm a teenager, you know, I was breakdancing and all that. And then it phased out a little bit. And then I got in a group called Finesse 5 and we started singing. And so from that point, I started just trying to sing and do all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, we were winning a lot of talent shows. And so many people was like, yo, you should pursue this. And, you know, I wanted to. So that's how I really got started. And so we were winning talent shows and everything. And then they used to call me Little Michael Jackson and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's pretty much how it started. And so, you know, I'm here now and I'm thankful for everyone that's been supporting, man. I've been in the business for almost 30 years now. So, obviously, you know, it worked out for me.
Yeah, it was the right decision. So you knew even young that you wanted to be a performer. It was just kind of dancing, entertainment. When did you kind of settle on with that group? Hey, I actually can really sing.
I never said that. You know what I mean? I was like, I always say I sing, but I don't sing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that was just one of the things. But I said I bring more to the table than somebody that can sing because it's entertainment. So that's what I did. You know what I mean? I was, you know, I follow in the footsteps of Prince, Michael Jackson, and now Frankie Beverly and a lot of people because I want to entertain. You know what I mean? So that's a little bit of the difference. Not saying that they couldn't sing or whatever, but I just, you know, I knew I couldn't do all that gymnastics vocally, but you know, I knew I could hold a note, so that's what I did, and I built on that.
I feel worse about my singing now.
You gotta know your strengths. You feel me?
Yeah, that's how we started this whole interview, and now I feel worse about my lack of skills. Because if you're saying you can't really sing, like I mean, I thought I could carry a tune.
You can.
But it is interesting because you talk about that whole and that time when you were kind of breaking out initially and having that level of success. Usher, Cisco. Yeah. There were like a group of people who were doing the whole entertainment thing,
and so that was Usher, the goal. Usher, myself, Brian McKnight. Just a whole bunch of people, you know what I'm saying? So I had to carve out my little, you know, avenue for me to run down, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it was always about I'm going to be the performer. I'm not going to be the just sit there, throw my head back and sing person.
There you go. There you go. You know, I was always looking at it as like, listen, you're going to be an entertainer. And so I just followed it in those footsteps.
So if there was never a I can really sing moment, was there an I got this moment? I mean, Pony obviously was a big kind of public break, I guess, the big moment. But was that when you kind of got it also?
Well, I knew once I did Pony that would, if it was nothing else, you know, that was it. You know what I mean? So if this ain't it, okay, I gotta go back home and just get a job and just do what I had to do. But I knew that that was a special song, and so I put my all into it and just did what I had to do. So it worked out. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you got to understand, Timbaland was trying to use that for an interlude, not for a song. And so I was like, no, you're crazy, bro. Like, let me have that. You know what I mean? And so he gave it to me. And so, yeah, it turned out the way it turned out.
But you know what? It's so Pony, I kind of get the whole entertainment thing. Right. Because that was a performance. That was a catchy song. That was, you know, as you said, that vocal gymnastics. But there were some as your career continued on. I came in the studio singing My Whole Life Has Changed. Like there was a bunch of years ago. Listen, yeah. Man, God blessed me when he sent you, like all of those kind of things. When you're doing that, I mean, those were, to some extent, the series of slow songs, a couple of them, they were vocal gymnastics. Like those were, because you're not doing backflips while you're doing those songs. Like you're right. Just singing.
Right. Yeah. I'm, you know, that was, if I'm not mistaken, the third CD. I got 10 CDs. So don't beat me up for this. I think that was the third one. My Whole Life Has Changed, Differences. That was for my daughter and now my ex-wife. That that was after my mom and dad had passed. So that was therapy for me. You know what I mean? That was me, you know, all the hurt or the pain and all that. You know, just singing and all that. So I love that opportunity and I love that time. Shout out to Sony. And I appreciate them allowing me to be who I am and doing what I do. And I was allowed to just let it all go. And one of the songs is Differences, and it happened to be a hit. So I'm thankful for it.
You know, it is one of the reasons I love this show is getting a chance to sit down and talk to people and actually hearing the story. So until you just said that, in my head, Differences is that, you know, sit back and sing that song, like love song kind of thing. But now I'm in my head, I'm going through the words. It makes perfect sense that that was for your daughter.
Yes. Yeah. All you got to do is listen. All you got to do is listen.
Yeah. But
listening is key. You know what I mean? Especially for a songwriter like myself and me being able to express myself through music and writing everything that I've done. Like a lot of people don't understand, out of the 10 albums I've written, 90% of my songs, that's what has allowed me to live the way I live and do the things that I do and all that kind of stuff. But you know, specific songs, all you have to do is just listen to the lyrics. I've always been transparent. I've always, you know, put my life out there, you know. So I was able to do that, and like I said, it was therapeutic for me to do that and get the pain, get the hurt, all that stuff out. And, you know, I was blessed to do that.
So that was then, because I'm thinking about that. You're talking about your daughter. I read about what happened with your parents in a very short time and songs that you wrote to express that. And it was therapeutic for you, but you're doing it in a really public way, you know, which means people have an opinion one way or the other on the music that is being presented. Is that a positive therapeutic thing, or can it be challenging, you know, that you're kind of airing it all out there for public consumption?
At that point, like, it didn't matter to me. Like, I'm just spitting it out or spewing it out because I had to get it out of my system or whatever. So when I'm doing that, of course, it's going to be opinionated. It's, you know, people going to, you know, dissect it and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it was going to be what it was going to be, but I had to get it out. And so I got nothing but positive opinions and everything, you know, positive things from it. So, you know, like it helped me. It helped me a lot. So I'm thankful for that.
You know, it's funny, man. I have notes, obviously, doing research before you sit down and talk to somebody. And I noted that somebody years ago asked you if you listened to your own music during relations or intimate moments. And I wrote down WTH next to that question. And it's even more so, I'm sitting here talking to you and getting a better understanding of the meaning behind some of the things that you were singing. That's when you get odd questions like that, does it kind of make you sit back and go, "You okay, as you just said to me, you weren't really listening. Pay attention to what I'm saying."
Yeah. I mean, I do it for the people. I don't listen to my own music, whether in the car or anything. I have never really listened to one full song of anything that I have ever done.
Really? Ever?
I just don't do it. You know what I mean? Because I feel like once I do it, it's done. It's for the people. It's not for me. And it was for me to get out. So, nah.
I'm going to send you a mix, man. You're missing out on some good music. You should listen to it a little bit.
I totally appreciate that. But I've never, I think, you know what? Pony, that's probably the only one that I've listened to.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because when you first come out, of course, you're so... You don't have the attitude that I have now and after that and all that. But the only one I'm thinking that I've listened to totally is probably Pony.
Right. And that was because it was all kind of new. Now I'm out here. That's me on the radio.
It's new. You're new in the business and all that kind of stuff. But even with the TGT stuff and all that, people are always like, "God, you ain't listen to them." No, I don't listen to that. I don't listen to it.
You mentioned the TGT stuff. Somebody, they're floating rumors that y'all might do a little something. Is that a possibility? Or, okay, shaking your head. Here comes the rumor mill again.
Nah, man. No, we still do shows, but it takes a lot. And so, a lot of people don't get it. Like, once you've done it so much and so repetitious, like it gets. I don't like doing it. I don't like doing podcasts. I don't like doing a whole bunch of stuff like that. It's pretty much because it's been a long time. You know what I mean? I'm doing this because I want to be respectful, love where we're doing, what we're doing, and how we're doing it and all that. But I'm so under the radar. I just want to go do what I do and go back home.
Yeah, I was just on your YouTube page. 55 million some odd views on songs and under the radar. Songs that you don't even listen to.
Yes, I don't mean.
All right. See,
but that's a blessing, though. That's a blessing.
That would have been at least another couple of views if you listened to your own music.
Yeah, that's a blessing, man. I'm so thankful for everyone always appreciating me and, you know, support supporting me. So, you know, it's just a good thing, man. I'm in a great space. So thank God, bro.
Yeah.
Thank God.
So if the music was for you and expressing yourself, doing it for the people, kind of getting out there, don't necessarily, you know, love certain aspects of it. Do you still love touring?
Yes. That's the only thing I like. That's the only thing I like the shows, because I get to touch the people, see the people, and see how I've affected them and you know, see the love that they want to give me back for what I've done. So that's the only thing I really like. I don't like the studio. I don't like doing all that kind of stuff. Me and Tyrese is the same though, same way. We don't like the studio. Tank loves the studio. Okay. He loves the studio. But we try to get in the studio, do what we got to do, and we get out. You know what I mean? But as far as me, again, you know, me personally, not to bring up TGT, that's just my boys. You know, that's the thing that I like. That's why I haven't brought it, you know, forth no new music, because I don't really care to do the studio. You know what I mean? Like, you know, everybody has their time to when they're done. Thankfully and blessed that I've had 10 albums that people still want to hear. So I'm able to still, you know, tour and do all that kind of stuff. But new music and all that, nah, I'm not doing that. But touring, that's my favorite part.
Yeah, just because of that level of appreciation. So coming in, getting to sing people, you get like instant feedback.
Yeah. Touring is the best, man. You get to travel everywhere. You get to see, you know, your blood, sweat, and tears, all the stuff that you put into your music. You see that people appreciate it. So that's what I do, man. That's all I've been doing for the last 10 years, man, just touring.
So you said about 30 years of doing this. And it's interesting because you have generations of fans. So you had the people who were, you know, Pony. And then that same song, I guess what, Magic Mike, like gave that a whole new life to a whole different crowd of people.
Yeah, when he did that, man, I thanked him. I hit him up. I was like, thank you, King. And he was like, you're welcome. I'm a fan and all that good stuff. So I was like, the relevancy of the song brings new people that appreciate you. And so that's what happened. You know what I mean? And so, like, it was crazy. You know, it brought me back to the beginning as far as the song. And because he, you know, Magic Mike, the movie, was big. And it's a great thing, man. I'm just in a great space, man. And I'm blessed and I'm appreciative of people using my music. I actually got a plaque from ASCAP, from Pop Smoke, rest in peace, because his song went gold or something. And I didn't even know it because he used differences. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's just a blessing for me to be able to be like a unk or big bro or whatever and done what I did. You know what I mean? And for others to use it and be successful in using it.
Yeah, it's cool that they give that level of respect as well. Like
absolutely,
the acknowledgement that, you know, appreciate you, Unc.
Absolutely.
So we had, I'm trying to figure out how different, when you've been doing it for 30 years and touring and love touring and got started really young. Like we had a couple of the guys from New Edition who were on, who were talking about touring then versus touring now. You know, and Ronnie DeVoe said he leaves the stage, goes upstairs and soaks, you know, and calls it a night versus being really young and having grown women waiting in the lobby for you to go there.
Like, how's
it different?
I mean, especially now that I have a girl and all that, that stopped. years ago, man. Like when you've done it so long, as far as partying and all that kind of stuff, it gets old. So now I'm just, you know, I was married, so, you know, it's just something you don't care to do. Like, I'm always like leaving my show and just going back to the room. I give 110% on stage, but then I go right back to my room. I don't hang out. I don't do the clubs. I don't do the bars downstairs at the hotel or nothing like that. That's not my move.
Now I'm all the way grown now.
Now I'm all the way grown, bro.
It was so.
And the funny thing about it, I never thought I would get here. You know what I'm saying? But it's, I'm good.
It was so odd, like, hearing those discussions and talking to different people, because you put into context that, like, some of them, I mean, you were a little bit older, but some of this stuff was happening to them. They're 14, 15, 16 years old, and got grown people waiting in the lobby to try to go to hotel rooms.
I'm done with all that, man. I just want to give everybody a great show, make sure they're satisfied, you know, do my meet and greets, though. Now that I do. Mm-hmm. But after that, nah, I'm going to my room, looking at my boxing, looking at my battle raps, looking at, you know, stuff like that.
But you're gonna chill, grown folks stuff.
Yeah. I don't. None of that. Oh, yo. Who's her? What's her name? I'm done with that. I got a girl, and I'm good.
So come into Philly. You're on tour. You said you kind of touring is your thing. And for our national audience, make sure you follow him on social. You can check out where he is all over the place. But in Philly. Yeah. August 2nd, come into the Rivers Casino. What's that, next weekend? A week from Friday.
I don't know, but it's next week.
August 2nd, you're coming. What are we going to see at this show, August 2nd at Rivers?
Hey, Philly, y'all know what's up. Y'all know how I get down. I do my business 110%. You know, that's why I came out with my second album 100%, but I give 110%. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. Ladies, make sure you wear your red. You know, that's my favorite color. And I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody, man. Philly is like my second home. I'm an hour away, maybe an hour and a half away. I'm in Washington, D.C. Okay. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody and just giving everybody a great show.
All right. All the people like me out there trying to sing along. You got people can come and get all your favorite songs out there. No, this is not a sing along with Genuine Night.
Yes, this is definitely a sing along. You know, I'm going to just chill up there and just give you every song that pretty much came out on video, and you know, you can sing along with me. You know, like, I'm in a position now as far as music and where I am status wise I'm trying to follow in the footsteps of Frankie Beverly, man. R.I.P. Yeah. Man, he was 80 something, I think, and he was still getting it. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, I get there, and hopefully everybody continues to support me, man. I appreciate it.
You'd love, just a couple more. I appreciate you spending this much time with us.
That's all good.
You love the writing. You love the performing. Don't necessarily love the studio.
No.
So is that an adamant, you're not going to be getting more stuff from me in the near future? You just enjoy the 30 years worth of work.
Yes. Enjoy what I've already done. I get amplified a little bit sometimes when I hear certain things and certain people's talk, but then it dies out. You know what I mean? With the place that we are now, You know what I mean? I don't want to do something that's not on the level that I've already done. Okay. So I don't want to do something. And then and this generation is so critical. You know what I mean? Everybody, oh, he should have stayed retired. Or
right. This don't sound like differences.
Yeah, this don't sound like so X's differences. Right. Say what? Right.
His whole life really did change.
Yeah. So I'm very. Well versed when it comes to like what people will like, because I have a great ear when it comes to music. That's why even youngins, my nephews, and you know, just people, they always send me stuff. What you think? And even though that's not my lane, what I meant, I can tell a hit. I can tell like what's good or what's. You know, it's cool. It will work because of the times. So if I'm not on that level, like, you know, and I'm not going to do that, I'm just not going to do anything. I'd rather you just enjoy what I've already done. Come here. Because all the people that were there when I came out, they're still here. They're in their 30s, 40s, 50s. You know what I mean? So that's who I'm catering to.
Okay. So just take the 30 years worth of skills that you've already seen, come to the concert, enjoy yourself, and that's what you're going to get.
Yep, that's what it is, and I appreciate everybody that's coming out and doing what, you know, following me and appreciating what I've done for the last 30 years, and, you know, it's a blessing for me, man. We constantly selling our shows and all that. And that's like I said, you know, the people that were supporting me when I came out, they're still here. It ain't like, like 100 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So they're still here. So it's all good. So that's who I cater to, like I said.
Man, I appreciate you spending this time with us, guys. You can check him out in Philadelphia, Rivers Casino, August 2nd. He is on tour, so you can check him out in some of our national locations for our Fox Soul audience. You can check him out as well. Follow him on social media, and you'll get a great show. And I promise if I'm in the audience, I will not do the sing-along aspect of it.
At least try, bro.
Nah, I mean, I can mouth it. Yeah, I go ahead and act like it. You just sing really soft, so my mouth is moving and your voice is coming out.
It's all good.
You know? And then you turn to your girl.
I got your back.
Turn to your girl and say, he's settled down now, so you stuck with me. Singing you're going to get. We end every episode of The Pulse with the concept of use your voice for good. That's the theme of the song, or excuse me, the theme of the show. See, I'm already still trying to be a singer.
That's the theme of the show.
When you hear the phrase, use your voice for good, what does that mean to you?
Use your voice for good?
Yes.
Saying nothing but great things and blessings.
All right. I will take it. Genuine, thank you, man. I appreciate you spending this much time. It has been fun. I love hearing the stories. I wish you continued success.
Thank you. I appreciate you, and God bless, bro.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to The Pulse with Bill Anderson podcast today with Genuine. I love these types of discussions and interviews, especially when you get more information from people about what goes into their song. I lived my entire life thinking that Differences was a love song, and then find out that it actually is. It was just to his daughter. My whole life has changed since you came here. It makes perfect sense when you think about it, but I didn't know it, and I enjoy those types of stories. I hope you do as well. Do me a favor, hit like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is on your screen, so you get a notification every week when another episode of The Pulse comes out. Download the Fox Local app. That lets you have all of our shows right there on demand at your fingertips. I don't even know. We're 150 episodes now, some really cool people. So make sure you check that out. And hit me up on social media at BillAFox29. That's on Instagram. And I'm relatively new to the TikTok game. So hit me up on TikTok as well. B be nice. People are a little aggressive on TikTok, but I would love to hear from you at BillAFox29. Thank you so much for listening. And I leave you today, as I always do, reminding you whenever you can, use your voice for good and have a good one.